Well, over the years, local governments have turned to private companies to manage more and more of the penal systems. In some cases, prisons themselves have been outsourced, but also probation and drug treatment services, transportation, phone systems. From Chehalis, Washington, Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity takes a look at the newest frontier in this trend, visitation.
Until this past fall, Joel Goff had never set foot in the Lewis County Jail. Then his son was arrested.
Yeah, we were just going to go there visit our son, and I was really expecting to go empty my pockets, go into a room and, you know, glass area, you know, and have a chair just like you see on TV and stuff, and no.
Instead, Goff found there would be no human contact with his son. A clerk directed him to a computer where he could set up an account for a video visit. Each one costs 50 cents a minute from a jail monitor or his home computer.
Welcome to the HomeWave video visitation system. Think of it as a type of Skype while your loved one is detained. Ready to get started?
Goff says he experienced technical difficulties from the start.
I don't think that's right to have to go down and pay to talk to a loved one.
There's a minimum deposit and a service fee on every transaction. Jail Administrator Kevin Hansen defends the system. He says face-to-face visits have their own costs.
So if they got to drive 5 miles, 10 miles, what is that, a gallon of gas? How much is that going to cost you?
Hansen also sees benefits for the jail's bottom line.
We used to dedicate 2 full days of staff labor to visitation, $20 an hour for 16 hours a week. It's a significant savings to the taxpayers.
Hansen says he wasn't looking to do video visits at first, but he did want to conduct some court hearings over a video connection to avoid the cost of taking inmates to the courthouse. Video visitation offered a way to do both.
I ended up killing 2 birds with 1 stone, and it was cost neutral. It didn't cost me a dime to install any of this.
Here's how it works. HomeWave installs video stations in each cell block at no cost to the jail. Then it charges families for each video visit. Lewis County takes a 40% cut, and HomeWave keeps the rest. More than 500 jails around the country have adopted video systems so far, ostensibly to save taxpayers money. But prisoners' rights advocate Carrie Wilkinson says that argument misses the point.
I think as a society, if we're going to incarcerate people, you have to pay the costs that are associated with that. If that means you have to have guards to staff so that people can come to visit their loved ones, then that's part of the deal.
She also questions the high prices charged by vendors, pointing out that Skype, for instance, is free. Rick Smith is CEO of Securus, one of the largest video visitation providers in the country.
Remember, you're talking about thick, reinforced concrete walls that have to be punched and drilled. It's a totally hardened unit made out of steel. The glass on it is touch sensitive. So it's a tremendous investment for us, and we have to recoup that in some way.
County officials in Dallas recently faced backlash at a public hearing for considering a Securus proposal that would have eliminated free and in-person visits altogether. The plan was scrapped. But in more and more jails around the country, paid visits are the only option. And that could hurt people like Lori Blurton. Blurton works at the local mall and video visits her stepdaughter in jail whenever she can. These days, it doesn't happen much. Blurton says she's her family's lone breadwinner, and she doesn't often have cash to spare.
$10 means a lot. You know, that's milk and bread and stuff for a week.
Without being able to stay in touch, Blurton says she can't help but feel she's letting her daughter down.
You know, I keep hoping for the best, but it seems like when she's in there and the only influence she has is people who are also in jail, it doesn't seem like she gets much of a chance when she gets out to do anything different other than what she did to get in there.
Blurton says she understands how video visitation could make things easier on families that live far away. But in her case, the jail is a 5-minute walk from home. For Here and Now, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity.